إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد نواصل القراءة من شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث للإمام الصابوني رحمه الله والشرح لفضيلة الشيخ العلامة الوالد الدكتور أبي محمد ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. البعث بعد الموت، أي من عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة أنهم يؤمنون بالبعث بعد الموت. The paragraph that we're in and we started last week, that Imam al-Sabuni mentioned that it's from the Aqeedah and from the creed of the Salaf, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, or whoever followed them upon that good, is that they believe in the resurrection after death. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله ويؤمن أهل الدين والسنة بالبعث بعد الموت يوم القيامة وبكل ما أخبر الله سبحانه به ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أهوال ذلك اليوم الحق واختلاف أحوال العباد فيه والخلق فيما يرونه ويلقونه هنالك في ذلك اليوم الهائل من أخذ الكتب بالأيمان والشمائل والإجابة عن المسائل إلى سائر الزلازل والبلابل الموعودة في ذلك اليوم العظيم والمقام الهائل من الصراط والميزان ونشر الصحف التي فيها مثاقيل الذر من الخير والشر وغيرها. Once again we read this paragraph that Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that the people of religion and sunnah believe in the resurrection after death on the day of judgment. Allah, the one free from all deficiencies, and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam also informed us about the terrors of that day of truth and the different conditions of the slaves and all the creation concerning all that they will see and experience on that dreadful day, like receiving their books in their right or left hands, answering questions, and all other types of shocks and confusions which have been foretold for that great day, and what they will see and experience at that fateful standing like the Sirat and Mizan. The opening of the records which contain even an atom worth of good and more, of good or evil and more, and other than that. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala began to explain these things, and as he mentioned that believing in Al-Ba'th is from the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and it is supported, he says, by the proofs from the Qur'an and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah did not create it His servants for no reasons, just for them to live and die. Now, they're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He alone created them and fashioned them and provided them with endless bounties, and want one thing from them, to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He sent messengers and prophets and revealed books. And the last and the seal of the prophets is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who revealed to him Al-Qur'an al-Azim, and he sent him to all mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent to all mankind, and it became obligation upon everyone to obey this messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow his message, to obey his commands. And the people, they will be rewarded on Yawm al-Qiyamah according to that. not according to their colors or what country they come from, but rather according to the obedience or disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that this will take place on this day, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment. ثم قال الشيخ يعني there is so many proofs to this, and the Shaykh, he began by mentioning the beginning ayats in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة. The Shaykh mentioned the ayats in Surah Al-Waqi'ah from 1 to 7. The English of that, of this ayat, says in the meaning of them in English, when Al-Waqi'ah, the events, which mean the day of resurrection, when the event befalls, and there can be no denying of its befalling, it will bring low some, and others it will exalt. When the earth will be shaken with a terrible shake, and the mountains will be powdered to dust, so that they will become floating dust particles. And you all will be in three kinds, meaning separate groups. In separate groups, three groups. الحمد لله فيكم الله يصلح بالكم. قال ثم ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أصحاب اليمين وذكر السابقين وذكر أصحاب الشمال والعياذ بالله. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He mentioned those three groups in this surah. الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى mentioned those three groups are أصحاب اليمين, those on the right hand, meaning those who will be given their books of record in their right hands. جعل الله إياكم منهم. آمين. May Allah make us from them. آمين. And then you have السابقون, and those foremost to be upon Tawheed, Islam, and to doing the righteous deeds and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the two categories, the good ones. May Allah make us from them.
Amen.
And then there is the third one, may Allah protect us and you from them, Ashabu Shimal. Ashabu Ashimal. Those, wal'iyadu billah, will be receiving their books of record with their left hands, wal'iyadu billah. And that's not a good thing. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فقوله إذا وقعت الواقعة يعني القيامة يوم يبعث الله الناس. This event that will take place, Allah mentioned, is the day of judgment, the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects the people. قال ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا أي اضطربت الأرض وتضطرب السماء كما قال الله تعالى في سورة الطور يوم تمور السماء مورا وتسير الجبال سيرا فويل يومئذ للمكذبين. أي نعم. قال اضطربت الأرض, the earth will be shaken with a terrible shake. أي نعم. Likewise, the heavens, this mighty heaven that we see them stable, they're not going to stay like that on that day. As Allah tells us in the ayah number 9 in Surah Al-Tur, on the day when the heaven will shake with a dreadful shaking, when the heaven will shake with a dreadful shaking. قال ذلك اليوم فيه أهوال فيه ذعر وفيه خوف في نعم فيه أهوال. Says that day, subhanAllah, it contains terror, fright, shock. People will be frightened, panic, fear, dread, all of these things. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Hajj, in the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. O mankind, fear your Lord and be dutiful to Him. Verily the earthquake of the hour of judgment is a terrible thing. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَدَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. The day you shall see it. هذه الزلزلة. The day you shall see it, every nursing mother will forget her nursling. And every pregnant one will drop her load. And you shall see mankind as in a drunken state. Yet they will not be drunken. But severe will be the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ ربيع آيات كثيرة جدا تتحدث عن البعث وما فيه من أهوال وما فيه من أمور عظيمة تواتر ذكرها في القرآن والسنة. ولهذا يقول المصنف ويؤمن أهل الدين والسنة بالبعث بعد الموت يوم القيامة وبكل ما أخبر الله سبحانه وتعالى به وأخبر به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Shaykh Rabi' says many of the ayats after he mentioned couple, he says many of the ayats in the book of Allah, many, plenty of verses that talks about the day of resurrection, describe it in details and what's in it from terror, fright. When the people, they will panic, they will be in fear. Many mighty things will take place on that day that are mentioned in details in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You find for this reason Al-Imam As-Sabuni rahimahullah, he began this chapter by saying, and the people of religion and Sunnah, and the Shaykh Rabi' explained what the intent of the people of religion, because even the people, the previous nations, they believe. The Jews and the Christians, they believe in a day of judgment. Not only the Muslims, but the previous nation, they believe in the day of judgment and the day of resurrection. That's why he says the people of religion and Sunnah believe in the resurrection after death on the day of judgment. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free from all deficiencies, and also His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us. Also informed us about the terrors of that day. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فكل ما ورد في الكتاب والسنة فيما يتعلق بالبعث وما بعده يجب الإيمان به. يجب الإيمان به. لماذا؟ لأن الله أخبر بذلك ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرنا بذلك. So anything you find in the book of Allah, the Qur'an al-Azim, and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, talking about, describing to us the day of resurrection and what come and what take place after it, after that, it is a must and obligation to have faith in it, to believe in all those matters and to believe that they will take place as described in details in the book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why we believe in these details? Because Allah informed us with that in His book, And also his Messenger ﷺ informed us of that. That's why you believe in it. And this is a clear refutation, by the way, the Shaykh, he mentioned, against the Aqlaniyun, those who they put their intellect before the text. And they say they believe only in what they see. And they believe only what makes sense to their intellect. That's why they don't believe in this. It's like, who sees this? They don't believe in the punishment of the grave. They say that cannot see it. But the believer, the true believer, it's enough for him. If he hears anything, especially in matters of aqidah, the believer say, where do you get this from? If a person says, قال الله هكذا هذه الآية في سورة الحج سورة الواقعة اقرأها سورة الحديد سورة الزلزلة القارعة نعم هكذا هذه قال الله يعني يكفيه ذلك. The believer, that's it. If anyone tell him about any matter, especially in aqidah, he will say, says who? If the other person answer was, Allah, ya akhi, Allah says, and he bring him a couple of ayats like the Shaykh mentioned, that believer will say, Amanna. Alhamdulillah, that's happening. Or he bring him a hadith. That's the believer. The believer in all of his matters, all of his affairs. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. If Allah said it, it's happening. I don't know what other people are saying. If the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that's it. I don't care who said what. Since the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said it, the hadith is sahih, well, that's the truth. And that's what I'm believing. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه. When the kuffar told him, they saw him that morning after the Isra and the Mi'raj, and they thought that's it now. Because if they could get Abu Bakr to doubt what the Prophet ﷺ says, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, that's a big achievement for them. Big achievement. That's why they said to him, you gotta hear what your companion, what your main man, what your, you know, companion was said. He said that at night, while people were asleep in Mecca, not only he went to Jerusalem, even that one will be enough. Because at that time, nobody can go to Jerusalem in one night and come back. In our days, yes. Somebody got a jet, can go and come back. But at that time, people they used to have to go on horses. Even those who have fast horses, take them weeks maybe to do that project and come back. Not only they said to him that he claimed he went to Jerusalem, but he ascended to the heavens, spoke to his Lord spoke to him, and came back in the same night. As though they tell him, is there anything more crazy than this? Because they call him crazy, they call him majnoon, mad, wal-iyadu billah. But what was the answer of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? Who know? Huh? قَالَ إِن كَانَ قَالَهُ فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. If he said what you're saying, he spoke the truth. Allahu Akbar. That's it. Why? Because he's the messenger of Allah. You know, it's not about the aql. Yeah, because then they're like, can't be. That's impossible. That's impossible for them. But it's not impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is possible for Allah. Allah is able to do all things. But look at the iman. So, may Allah strengthen us in iman.
Amen.
Not just, oh, we believe in a messenger. But now sometimes the hadith come, especially when it comes not according what I want or what you want, and all of a sudden, yeah, what is the hadith? I don't think so. I want to see the book. Oh, okay. What is the meaning? Who says that? But if the hadith is go with the person's what he wants, they don't even ask if the hadith weak or sahih. Because it goes with what he wants, that's it. La ya akhwan, you gotta believe. Whatever Allah says, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is the deen. And that's when people, they go wrong. That's what makes a big difference. Look at now what's going on. We give us an example. What's going on in so many Muslim countries. Which wrongly and falsely call it the spring, the Arab Spring. It's not the Arab Spring, man. Spring bring blood. Since when the spring bring blood, destruction and terror? What the spring bring with it usually? Bring life, right or wrong? Bring life, bring good things. This one, what do you bring? Blood, terror, chaos, fitan, tribulations. But why? Because of this. Exactly. There are people who they apply one hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. They're like, Amanna, Alhamdulillah. Allah saved them from this fitna. People don't believe. They're like, look, man, the hadith, look, now we got to do it our way. That's right. When the ulama, they speak and they tell the people, look, we agree with you. There are rulers that are tyrants. Okay. What the Prophet ﷺ told us about that is nothing new. وَإِنْ أَخَذَ مَالَكْ وَضَرَبَ دَهْرَكْ. You know, even if that ruler beat you up and take your wealth, did the Prophet ﷺ says go against him? Says no, be patient. Be patient. So when the ulama, they remind the people with this ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, those that in their hearts wickedness and they're not grounded in the sunnah, what they say? Oh, these ulama, they work for the government. Easy? They call them names. And they don't like it. And they don't want to hear it because of a sickness in their hearts. They don't want to hear that. They want to listen to who? Al-Ikhwan al-Muflisun. Ikhwan Muslimun. They tell them, no, just go ahead and rally against the ruler. What do you mean rally? Kids, people going to be killed. Doesn't matter. Martyrs, shaheed. Martyrs? Who says martyrs? You or Allah or the Messenger? We have a hadith that tells the people, don't go against the ruler. Ikhwan Muslimin tell them, no, go. And if you die, you die as a shaheed. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But those that Allah wants good for them, one hadith, they says, if somebody comes in and says, Ikhwan, don't go to these demonstrations. Because they be sending text messages and Facebook, oh, look, after this Friday, so-and-so, demonstrations. Somebody say to his neighbor, to his colleague, to his friend, maybe his brother, no, we cannot go. Why? Not because we're cowards. It's against the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ said this. Some they like, sami'na wa ata'na. Others they like, look man, leave the hadith on the side, brother, okay? Now we're going to go do what we're going to do. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And that's what makes the difference. So why we believe in all what takes place in the hereafter? None of us been in the hereafter. None of us. So why we believe in all this? People going to be resurrected. People going to receive their books. Some with the right hand, left hand, sirat, mizan, jahannam, hellfire, and many, many things that you know, you've heard before and read before. Why you believe in all these things? What's the answer, Abdullah?
أحسنت.
That's the answer. قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah informed us about these matters. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us about them. If someone come and for whatever reason, in any way try to say, no, the mizan is not like that, not the sirat, come on, this, that, what we say to these people? أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Do you know about this matter? You have more knowledge of this matter than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. أعوذ بالله. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله ولا نكون مؤمنين إلا إذا آمنا بأخبار الله وصدقناها وآمنا بأخبار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصدقناها. قال تعالى في سورة النساء ومن أصدق من الله حديثا. وقال في وصف رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Sheikh, he says, Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, he says, we're not going to be believers unless and until we believe in all what Allah informs us with, and to believe it being the truth. Not just to believe, but being the truth. And likewise, we believe in all what the Prophet ﷺ informed us with as being the truth. Why? The Sheikh mentioned two ayahs. The ayah in Surah An-Nisa. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is more truthful than Allah's speech? And who is more truthful in speech than Allah? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah says something and somebody going to tell you something else, so who's more truthful in speech? Of course, nobody is more truthful than Allah. لكن العمى سبحان الله بعد الناس هكذا. Some people, they blind, subhanAllah. The haqq is clear. Allah says, they're like, oh, listen, brother, I gotta do what I gotta do. No, it's not what you gotta do. You gotta do what Allah commands you to do. You're a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're gonna stand in front of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and you're gonna be asked about whether you apply the commands of Allah or not. Na'am. If you wanna do it your way, and then at that moment somebody come and tell you, akhi, be careful, Allah said. Then at that time you have to what? Submit to the commands of Allah and they say, subhanAllah. Na'am, you're mad, you're upset, you're really... No, but you got to do it your way. And we give an example. Somebody, for example, I don't know, for whatever reason, he has some issues with another brother. And he's really waiting for him to fight. Then he hears an ayah, a hadith, where another brother tell him, akhi, this is not how it's done. Allah says, the Messenger says, what this person should do? Nuruddin? Ahsant. Should say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Does it mean that at that moment, all of the pain and the anger and what do you call it?
Attention.
Stress, whatever is going in his mind, all that stuff's going to go away? He may not. Person's still mad, he's still upset, he's still stressful, he's still wondering, I don't know what he want to do. But the believer, he do what Allah tells him to do. Same thing. A man, his wife did something. The wife sees from her husband certain things. He's mad, he want to do this. But then, an ayah tell him something else. To be patient, to be kind, to be forgiven, to be forbearance. So what this person want to do? Because Allah who command these things, that's good for the person, right or wrong? So that person, even though he's mad, he's upset, he has his plan, he knows what he wants to do. But now when he comes to look, this is what Allah wants you to do. That person should have no problems of changing his mind. That's what the true believer do. That's what the true believer do. Aynam, barakallahu feekum. This is just an example. There is so many other examples. Whenever you're about to do something out of anger, out of this, out of that, but then you find out that this is what Allah wants you to do, this is what the Sunnah wants us to do, then we obey the commands of Allah. We obey the commands of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we gave you the example earlier. Na'am, some rulers are tyrant. They're no good. They cause a lot of problems for their communities. And then when certain people from the Khawarij, from the wicked, and whatever the case, they start stirring fitna and trials and troubles. This is what you're going to do. Okay, 2 weeks from now, everybody going to meet down there and we're going to do this and do that. Then the Muslims should say, look man, what Allah says, you're right or wrong? Are you with me? The Muslims should say, wait a minute, yes, that this tyrant is oppressive. Nah, it's a lot of bad, but what Allah says, that's what matters to us. What the Sunnah tells us, what the Sahaba did when they faced things like this. And that's what we're supposed to do. Doesn't matter what our people say, coward says coward, subhanAllah. Since when the one who adhere to the commands of Allah is a coward? Okay? So it's very important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why we adhere to the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, because Allah says about him, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak out of his desires. It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, safety is in adhering to the Quran and the Sunnah. That's why you find the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, al-Rabbaniyun, al-Muslihun, al-Munsifun, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah who they want good for the people. That's why you find them, they always connect the people to the book of their Lord and the Sunnah of their Messenger. That's where the khair is. The khair is not in democracy. The khair is not in what the majority of the people want. No, the khair is what Allah wants. And what the Messenger command with. That's where the khair is. That's why you find the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah, they always connect the people to the book of their Lord, to the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever you do, fine, learn. That's why they advise the Muslims to learn, because how are you going to adhere to something if you don't know what it is? That's why the people who don't know these narrations in the times of trouble, in times of trial and tribulations, you can bring the people the ayat and the ahadith, but don't understand it. It looks like Chinese to them. Why? Because at that moment he's angry. That brother, he already wants what he wants. He already said, look, this is what I'm going to do with this guy. That's it. He's looking for him. Now somebody tell him, أخي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's not even paying attention. Who pay attention to this? The one who's studying these matters. Before they happen. So when it happens, he's like, SubhanAllah, I can't do this. I cannot even be thinking this way. A'udhu billah. This is not the way a believer think in these moments. Whether about his parents, his wife, his children, his partner, his brothers in the community, whatever the case is, a ruler, any matter, he's like, la, la, la. See the ilm, ya akhwan. Ilm. Save you from a lot of trouble. وَالْجَهْلُ دَاءٌ قَاتِلُ. But ignorance is a fatal disease. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قَالَ الْمُصَنِّفِ أي الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله من أهوال ذلك اليوم الحق. من أهوال ذلك اليوم الحق. وصف هذا اليوم أن فيه أهوال. أن الله أخبرنا بأهوال في ذلك اليوم الحق. قال التي أشرنا إليها والتي ذكرنا واختلاف أحوال العباد فيه والخلق. الإمام الصابوني he mentioned that there is terror, fright. People are in panic, in fear, state of fear on that day. That true day, that inevitable day, the day of judgments. And Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and the people, they are different. They are in different conditions. They're not all in the same conditions on that day. Now, the creation and the slaves of Allah, they're going to be in different conditions. Some on good, some on bad and terrible conditions. فسر الشيخ ربيع قال منهم من هو في ظل عرش الله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله ومنهم من هو تحت حر الشمس وشدتها اتدن الشمس في ذلك اليوم حتى لا يكون بينها وبين رؤوس الناس إلا مقدار ميل ويكون الناس في العرق كأنهم في وديان منهم من يكون العرق إلى ساقيه ومنهم من يكون إلى ركبتيه ومنهم من يلجمه العرق إلجاما ويلحقهم من الأهوال والفزع والقلق ما يدفعهم إلى الرغبة في التخلص من هذا الموقف الرهيب ولو إلى النار فيذهبون إلى الأنبياء ليشفعوا لهم. الشيخ mentioned these different conditions. For instance, he mentioned that some of the people, the slaves of Allah, on that day, they will be admitted in the shade of the throne of Allah. The throne's shade. On the day that there is no shade but Allah's shade, but that shade that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits the righteous among His servants under it. While others will be under the heat, the blazing heat of the sun. Severe heat. How is that? Because as it comes in authentic narrations, that the sun will draw near to the people. Look at the sun where it is right now. Allah knows best how far the sun, but the scientists from what Allah has given them, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِحَالِهِمْ, and they say that the sun, how far is it from the earth? Who knows? 93
million miles away.
93 million miles away? لا إله إلا الله. That's what it is, what it says, right?
It's close. Yeah, it's 93 million.
You're going to Google it, Hassan?
No.
That's maybe the Abu Abdullah. I heard something like that. Okay, 93 millions. That's far or that's close? Huh? That's very, 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 very far. But you can still what? Feel it or not? Huh? And sometimes of the year you feel that sun, you can't even stand there for 5-10 minutes. You run where? To the shade. Well, guess what? The sun will draw near to the people. Not like no 90 or something millions. It will draw very near the people, subhanAllah. How near? Like a mile. Shaykh, nothing. He says, illa qadru miqdaru mil. It will be nothing between them and the people except like the distance of a mile. SubhanAllah. So the people, they sweat so much that they will be, that sweat become like what? Widyan, rivers. Rivers of sweat. Rivers of sweat. Widyan. And from the people, they're not going to be on the same level when they stand in this sweat. They're not on the same level. Some people to their ankles. The sweat reach their ankles. While others reach their knees. While others, they can barely breathe. It reached their throat. They barely hold in their heads above the sweat. SubhanAllah. And it's, and with that, all the terrors, all the fright and the shocks and the panic that the people are in, which he says, Sheikh, he says, according to the narrations, people, they are so tired and frightful and dreadful in that terror of that day, in that moment, in a long time. This takes a long time, which the people, they hope that this will end. They think that's the punishment. That will end, even if they may end up in a fire. They just want that terror at that moment to come to an end. That's why they turn to the prophets to intercede on their behalf with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop this terror that they are in and this terrible and this dreadful things that they are in, to judge between them. Subhanallah. هذا معنى قول المصنف واختلاف أحوال العباد فيه والخلق. So this is the meaning of the statements of Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala. He says that the people on that day, the day of judgment, after resurrection, they will be on different conditions. They will be on different conditions. ثم قال ففي ذلك اليوم منهم من يعذب حتى في الموقف. He says, keep in mind also the Shaykh Rabi'i says, on that day, on the day of judgment, when the people are still standing on the day of resurrection, some people are being punished. Waiting for the judgment and they still being punished. Who can give an example? This is not punishment in the hellfire. It's a punishment while they are in the mahshar. Na'am?
A person who was unjust and had multiple wives will be resurrected leading to one way.
Mm-hmm. Na'am, what else?
They don't have a shade. There will be the sun on them. You said punishment?
No, they have punishment. Na'am.
The one who killed himself or is in a fire.
in the fire.
طيب.
The Sheikh he mentioned, read what the Sheikh he says. قال فالذي يمنع الزكاة يعذب بماله ذهبا كان أو فضة أو من الأنعام كما مر بنا في الأحاديث. نعم. In that moment, people are being punished. Such are those people who did not give zakat. Those people who refuse in this dunya to give the zakat, they will be punished with the same money they didn't give for zakat. And you remember the ahadith, we mentioned them before in the chapters of zakat, that anyone who has dhahab, gold or fidda or silver and didn't give zakat, he will be what? Heated on Yawm al-Qiyamah and what? Will be branded with it. Foreheads and sides. Punishment, ya akhwan. Likewise in the ahadith, the one who has livestock, whether it be camels or cows and the like, but he didn't give zakat, this person refused to give the zakat, Allah will make those animals be very fat, big feet, big horns, and he will step on him. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine if that person run over by those camels and those cows here in his life? What about these camels, that they will be very big? Allah make them like that in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And they keep to running and beating him, subhanAllah, in that day. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هُوَ فِي رَخَاءٍ وَفِي نَعِيمٍ فِي ذِلِّ عَرْشِ اللَّهِ. نعم. While people are punished in that day, then others are, mashallah, are not punished. They have well-being. They are in comfort. They're comfortable. They are in state of prosperity and luxury and comfort. And they are in the shade of Allah. Shade of Allah. And once again, when you hear the shade of Allah, this doesn't mean, like Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, don't you think that this is a reflection of the sun to Allah and the shade? Because the shade of the tree, when somebody tells you the shade of the tree, what does it usually mean? The reflection of the sun from the tree. But it has nothing to do with here. Naam. But this is the Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, he mentioned this is a shade that Allah created. But Shaykh Rabi' he mentioned that there is a narration he's going to mention now, that this is the shade of the throne. The shade of the throne. That's how you understand it. And from those people, they're going to be in the shade of Allah. السبع الذين يظلهم الله في ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله وفي رواية في ظله وفي رواية تصرح بأنه ظل عرشه في ظل عرشه. The Shaykh says from those people they're going to be in that shade is the seven people, the seven type of people that Allah admit them in the shade. May Allah make me and you from them. Ameen. When there is no shade except His shade. One narration, it says that they will be admitted in His shade, and it says another narration says they will be admitted in the shade of His throne, His throne's shade. Okay, so this narration make it clear that it is the shade of the throne. هذا ظل عرش الله. Who are those seven? Who knows the seven type of people? Let's enumerate them because it's very important. The Sheikh didn't mention them, but let's seven of us mention who are these seven people. Naam, Amin. Just one.
The one who loves coming to the masjid. The one who is attached to the masjid.
رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقْ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. Naam. A man whose heart is attached to the masjid. Naam, Muhammad.
Yes, ruler.
Imam Adil, Ahsant, a just ruler. Count with me. We want one brother to repeat all seven of them. That's you, Luqman. All right, Luqman, inshallah. All right, you're going to repeat all seven of them. Naam, Ramadan.
A child who's raised in the masjid or spends his youth in the masjid or grows up.
Not a child that was raised in a masjid. You're close. Not in a masjid. Naam, Hussein.
Different one.
Yeah, tawadda. Rajulani tahabba fillah. Aina. Two persons, they love one another for the sake of Allah. For Allah. That's three, right? Naam, akhi. Hadi hiya Ramadan. Shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. Okay. A young man who spent his youth upon obedience to Allah, not upon Manchester United, Chelsea, all these games and dunya, and now he's like, look, man, when I'm 40, I'm going to be in the masjid. No, this is a young man who he's upon obedience to Allah. The youth need to pay attention to this. That's four. Naam, Ramadan, number five.
The man who turns away from a woman who has status and for the fear of Allah and doesn't commit the act of zina.
Ahsant. Rajulun da'atum ra'atun da'atha mansibin wa jamal faqala inni akhafu Allah rabbil alameen. Naam, a man who is a woman with a status and beauty call him to commit something bad, but he says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's five. Naam, Abdul Rahim. When? Ahsan. Rajulun dhakar Allah khaliyan fafadat aynah. A man who he was alone, not around people, not in Taraweeh when the Imam start crying and he become cry. No, he's a man, he is alone and he remember Allah and start crying. That's six. Number seven?
The one who gives charity, whose right hand is left hand doesn't know.
Ahsan. Rajulun tasaddaqa bi yaminihi fa'akhfaha hatta la ta'lama shimaluhu ma sana'at yaminuhu. A man who gives a charity, but he, in a very secret way, so that his left hand don't know what his right hand do. Luqman, you have a minute or two to think about it, because you tell us about that after the Adhan, inshallah ta'ala, okay?